security for you and handle all appeals and hearings. Best of all, there are no upfront fees, so you pay nothing until you receive your benefits.
Call the Citizens Disability Helpline today for a free, no obligation consultation.
Be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. I managed to get that stock that I had put, IT46, on my buy list. I managed to get that back on. Should be showing up for you now. Did not get all the IT stocks back up on the broad list and a couple others on the buy list. Didn't have time to do it there at the break. Wow, this is just out of hand. Oh, who's a developer of WordPress out there? Somebody must be. Email me, will you? Anyway, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533, Financial Issues. It's rapid fire, folks. We try to move as quickly as we can on Fridays, Rapid Fire Friday, through our calls. We have so many new partners, people partnering with us on a regular basis. We sure do appreciate it. We did have a very important conference call yesterday. I want you to tune in. Go to the website under the partner page. You'll have a few days to listen to that partner call. It was a little bit longer than I would have liked. I just couldn't talk fast enough. Still didn't get a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Couldn't talk about it. So anyway, well, a couple things happening in the economy. We're going to get our ag report. We're going to do that, and then we're going to get right to phones. We will stay with the phones for the next hour and 45 minutes. So keep trying, even if it's filled now, it's busy. Somebody's going to drop here, lose a cell signal or something. So make sure that you continue to try to call. It's rapid fire. We're going to continue to move. Kind of be pithy as you can, short to the point. With your question, I'll try to do the same with the answer. We'll move on. So the index, there's an index called the Big Mac Index. You probably haven't heard of it other than I've talked about it a couple times. It is an index of our currency of the U.S. dollar, and right now it's looking like the dollar is about as strong as it's ever been, or it's been in the last 30 years for sure. Stronger than it's been in the last 30 years. The Big Mac Index, one of the things that this organization does, they do it. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's just one of the things they do. It's a legitimate thing. But they go around the world and they buy a Big Mac with the currency in that country, and then they buy it with a U.S. dollar. They run some analytics on it, and they see come out with a valuation of purchasing power for that dollar, for the U.S. dollars, compared to the currency's own the company's own currency. And right now, the U.S. dollar is the strongest it's been in 30 years. The strongest it's been in 30 years. Not only by this measure of purchasing power of currency, but other measures as well. Why do I bring this up? Is it that important? Well, you know I love a strong dollar. I talk about it all the time. And it is important to note that we are one of the strongest currencies, if not the strongest right now, in the world. We haven't held that position in some time. I get emails every day about the crashing currency and the fall of the currency, listening to too many gold salesmen and gold bloggers and all those kinds of things. The currency's purchasing power is better than it's ever been. And isn't it amazing that when the economy is bad and the dollar is getting weaker, all the ads get run by the gold people? Well, you know, the purchasing power of the dollar. Isn't it amazing how they never talk about the purchasing power of the dollar when it is up to a 30-year high? We never hear about that. As a matter of fact, we only hear the dollar as it's compared to the dollar from back to 1928 or something. We don't see, does anybody believe that the dollar hasn't appreciated in value? I mean, it is amazing. So you have not gotten a pay raise since 1928? So is it because you have just become more valuable, or is the job paying you more of those appreciated dollars? Of course it's paying you more, but they don't talk like that. So the U.S. dollar, one of the strongest. And I thought about, if it wasn't Rapid Fire Friday, when I read this, I thought, you know, I need to talk about currency. I need to talk about what is going on in the world, and all this talk about reserve currency being lost. I really need to address that in great detail, and maybe I'll do that on Monday or Tuesday. But it is amazing to me that we don't spend enough time on that. It is very, very important, and right now, there is money from around the world flocking to U.S. treasuries. I love it when the liberal politicians say, we're printing more money so we can pay our bills. We're printing more money. Better yet, we're selling that money because everybody wants it. All right, Ag Report, right now.
This is Craig Helgard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, in spite of 3 days of concrete discussions between the U.S. and China, no current news came out from those trade talks yesterday. And as a result, corn futures were on the defensive. The prospect of a large South American crop also put pressure on the market. CONAB was out with a report in which they raised the size of the first Brazilian corn crop slightly to a total of 27.5 million metric tons, while leaving the estimated production of the second corn crop unchanged at 63.7 million metric tons. Over in Argentina, the Rosario Grain Exchange estimates the size of that nation's corn crop is at 44 million metric tons, and that's up 1.5 million metric tons from their last estimate. Funds were also active in the market yesterday as they sold 12,000 contracts for the day, which contributed to the sell-off in corn. In the overnight trade spot, corn futures are bouncing back a little bit and trading 3 cents higher as I record this. Lack of any fresh Chinese news weighed on the bean market as well, as did reports from South America. CONAB updated their estimate of the Brazilian corn or bean crop by reducing it by 1.3 million metric tons from their latest estimate. They're now projecting a production of 118.8 million metric tons. And that was seen as bearish, with traders expecting to see a sharper reduction. We also had the funds active in this market as they sold off roughly 8,000 contracts during the session, and beans suffered a significant setback yesterday. In the overnight trade spot, soybeans are bouncing back just slightly, and they're trading up 3 cents as I make this recording. Wheat futures in both the U.S. and the EU posted losses of anywhere from 6 to 8 cents yesterday. Russia's recent performance in the export market was a stark reminder that it is not restricting supplies, as had been rumored. Now, although we're not seeing export sales reports due to our government shutdown, we are getting the export inspections numbers, and there's certainly nothing in those numbers to indicate that our pathetic export situation is turning around. To match the best offer right now in the world export market, prices in the United States would have to drop by about 15 cents a bushel. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both up a nickel, while Minneapolis is trading 4 cents higher. Cotton had a bit of a sell-off yesterday. In a session that saw the March futures mount an attempt to hit the $74 level, we saw them peak out at $73.82 and then slip to close down 28 points at $72.85. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading unchanged. Livestock futures managed to post higher closes straight across the board yesterday. February live cattle were up a whopping 7.5 cents per hundredweight, while March feeder cattle squeezed out a 17.5 cent gain. Lean hog futures were stronger, with February lean hogs closing up 30 cents for the session. Class 3 milk futures were interesting in that the February futures posted an outside key reversal higher on the charts. I've never traded milk futures, so I don't know how good of an indicator that is in milk futures, but it was.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. Okay. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
Out of pocket, and we finally took a leap of faith and joined Samaritan.
Each month, we get to give to an actual person with a medical need. We pray for them and put them in the hands of the Lord for physical, emotional, and financial strength and healing. There's no way to fully express that pleasure and joy. During the first year we were members, we had a medical need, and it was all provided for.
It is such a blessing to come alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ and share in each other's healthcare burdens. And there's such a peace and joy knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. I've only given that number out, a couple million times. So, you know, I'll get it down. I'll be able to just, you know, give it out quickly. I'll actually remember it and everything. Okay, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Sherry. Sherry's calling us. It's Rapid Fire Friday, so we're staying with calls. We got another hour and 45 minutes. We're going to be on calls. Let me go to Sherry from Ohio. Hey, Sherry.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
I've been working on transferring a 401k that was previously managed. An IRA that was previously managed, and getting it into your model. My husband and I are in the income portfolio, and been working on it for about 3 months now. And my question is, I still have quite a bit to transfer from my money market into to fill up some slots. And my question is there enough diversity, I guess, is the word, in the preferreds that are on your list right now to fill that?
Well, I, you mean, you do you have Do you have no preferreds?
Well, I've purchased five of them so far, but it seems some of them are very similar in nature. So I'm not sure if I should continue purchasing or wait until some new preferreds come on the list.
Yeah, I would not want you to get any more preferreds.
Okay.
I would rather you look at utilities and maybe some of the big material or even the energy companies that are in blue that are, there's one on my buy list that was on my 9 for 19 that might be, I mean, it's not a huge amount of income. It's not the same as the preferred, it's lower, but you hopefully will get some growth in that that'll help shore up the portfolio as well. But I think the preferreds, now you're going to, you know, preferreds are going to get called at some point in time, and then you'll have to replace it. But I wouldn't want you to get too overloaded on preferreds.
Okay, I have five of those, and I guess I have a similar question with the utilities. I'm about halfway fulfilled, I guess, in the utility sector, and I have four of them right now. I have UT20, UT28.
Okay.
29 and 42, and I guess I'm just wondering.
So
I guess I have both of the large cap utilities that you have. One of the mid caps and two small caps. I guess my question is.
Okay.
I just hate to not take advantage of some of the sales that are going on, and I just. But I've been trying to wait.
No. Yeah.
I'm just
right.
Trying to understand if I should keep waiting or if that's enough to.
Now,
I would look.
I don't mind you going a little bigger and or more. I'll say utilities. So if you went to 6-7 utilities, I would be okay with that. I think, but I wouldn't be okay with having say 7 or 8. Seven or eight preferreds. So I'm okay with you doing it on the utility side or you know, for that matter, you know, any other sector, but not preferreds and not REITs. So do you have UT37? Did you say?
UT37. Let me look here. I don't think I have that one now.
It's a small cap, but
I bought that one yesterday.
Oh, you bought it yesterday. Okay, good. Because I would want you to have that. I don't have a problem with you adding to that or adding to UT42. I mean, you can always add to a couple of them. Do you have UT29?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, I would look at adding to a couple of those. You know, you can add to, you know, any one of those, UT29, add to that. I feel really good about adding to UT37. And add to UT42, so that might give you the allocation that would help you out.
Okay.
And still get them why they're relatively inexpensive.
Yep, sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Sherry. Thank you. I appreciate your partnership. Let me go to Curtis. Curtis calling us from Florida. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey,
thanks.
Got a quick question. It's in regards to my children. I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old, two boys. And basically, we currently have a small amount of money in their accounts that we started, you know, when they were younger, in the bank account, bank accounts when they were small children. We started it. And so currently there's about $3,500 in each of those accounts. And so I'm basically calling to ask you, what would be your advice or what would you do with that money or would you move that money, or what would you do with it in order for it to just to grow more? I mean, you know, it's in the bank, and so we're talking a really low, a very low, you know, interest that it is growing, yeah. You know, $20-some a year or something. So that's really what I'm calling about, and what's a good way to be a steward of that, and yeah.
So I would be a little concerned at this point about doing too much for the 14-year-old.
Okay.
Because you could be theoretically only 3 years away or 4 years away from needing to dip into some of that money. And the last thing you want is a recession or a severe downturn that is a prolonged downturn, not like the volatility that we've seen, but something that is prolonged. And you know, here you are, you need some of the money, and now you got to sell something at a loss. So I'd be concerned about that. I probably wouldn't mess around with it too much. The 10-year-old, I'd feel better. At least you got a 7-8 year time frame. And are these in separate accounts, or is it all in one?
Yes, sir. Separate accounts, their own account with their own name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would be okay with the 10-year-old, you know, getting a little bit more aggressive in the sense of maybe adding a couple of good, solid, large cap. I don't know if you're a partner or not. If you are, I would say look at a couple of those 9 for 19 that I released. And there's a couple of really good, solid, large caps that you might want to think about adding to the 10-year-old. Or, you know, and yes, they're going to be risky. They're going to go down. Any stocks that you add are going, you know, there's always that risk of downside. But I'm not looking at what might happen in the next couple of years. I'm really looking at where it might be at the end of 7 or 8 years. So I think it would be wise for you to do that. Now, somebody else, Curtis, might say, hey, you know, you got to at least get into some bonds or something like that. I would rather, at this point in our economy, in our world, I would rather go into a good solid stock than go into a bond. Even, you know, so people, because the mentality is, well, bonds are safer and you get a better return. I would disagree with that at this point. I've been disagreeing about that for about 3 years now, 4 years. So I think if I want to be in something that I want to protect, man, I'd rather be in a big, large oil company, say, or technology company or something, than I would be in a bond right now. I wouldn't want to be in debt. Bonds or debt, I'd rather be in something stronger. So I think you ought to look at something like that for the 10-year-old, but I'd be careful about the 14-year-old.
Okay. All right. So what you're basically saying would be some kind of, it sounds like you're saying what some kind of stock is what you're saying. I'm not really familiar with stocks, and I'm actually a new listener to your radio as of today, actually.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to call you in because I was listening to you and I really, you know, was enjoying what you were talking about, and sounds like, you know what you're talking about
here.
Thank
you. Curtis, I would look at, so a large company, think of a company that you know the name of, that you would know when you heard. And I would look at maybe two companies. So not in the same sector. So I wouldn't buy two oil companies. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to require you, unfortunately, or maybe not, but you would have to open up like an E-Trade account or, you know, one of those online brokers. They're very safe and they're okay. And look at maybe, you know, like a ConocoPhillips, a big, large oil company, or something else in the chemical sector or material sector, and just forget about them. I mean, obviously, if you can add to them over the next several years, that always helps. If you wanted to just stick to mutual funds, then you could do that as well and, you know, go to a good, solid. I only recommend Timothy as a company, Timothy Mutual Funds. They're out of Florida. And they're the only ones I recommend because they're biblically responsible. But you can go into their growth fund or their value fund, large company, and just add to it, you know, $10 a month here and there, and that would help a lot, and that would be okay as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the advice.
All right.
Yeah, we want to just, you know, try to find a way to help them out, you know, for the.
This is Kate.
Hey.
She takes two prescriptions.
Which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Gambling industry.
U.S. Cardboard Company. People always need cardboard.
Abortion lobbyists.
How do you know all this?
I just go by the stock list from Financial Issues.
Feel confident and rest assured that your money is not supporting the things that grieve the heart of God. For more information, go to financialissues.org to find out how you can be biblically responsible with your investments. Go to financialissues.org today. Grow your money God's way.
Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Folks, as I was talking to Curtis, I was reminded, listen, you know, if you get to a place where you want somebody that is doing our system, following along, that is as sold out about being biblically responsible, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you went into this person's office and pulled files, you would not find anything of any client that wasn't biblically responsible. And I know you don't need to do that because you trust me to do that. But if you want somebody and you don't want to do it yourself, then email Pat, pat@financialissues.org. I don't know if you're ever going to use that person. I don't know who's using that person. I can't give you a list. I don't know. All I know is this is a person that I respect and I appreciate that follows our system unwaveringly, steadfast. And I know God is blessing that work because of it. So just email pat@financialissues.org. Pat, who is the person? Now, speaking of Pat, I want to remind you, we have a line, a phone line, that if you want to make a donation or even if you want to become a partner, you can do it on by picking up the phone and dialing a number, and that number is on the website. You need to understand that if you use that for anything else, it's not... Nobody is getting a message. Nobody's going to return your call. Nobody is going to... That's not what that line is for. We have other phone lines for that. And you need to email pat@financialissues.org. But so if you've done that and you haven't got an answer, you're never going to. That line, and it's very clear on the website, don't call this unless you're giving a donation or you have your credit card ready, you want to become a partner. Other than that, there is no reason to call. It's not our office. It's a organization that we pay dearly for every phone call that is going to do this workforce of just taking donations for people that don't want to do it through the internet. It's all it's for. It's not for anything else. So if you have called and left a message, they're very kind. And they'll take a message and all that. And they will even send that to somebody. But nobody's responding to that. So I just need to tell you that. And I need to remind you to go to financialissues.org and pray about what. Do it today. Take a look at the video. Click on retreat. See what it's all about. So that this weekend, as you get into church and that you have some downtime, pray about whether you might come to that retreat. It is a retreat. It is not a conference. I will be with you sitting there with you doing the same thing you're doing, retreating from the world for a couple days, having great fellowship, great time of worship, and some great time in the Word through one of the best Bible teachers in the country, maybe in the world, and probably in the world. He's unbelievable. Dr. Woodrow Kroll. And if you were there last time, you know. And Marty, from a worship perspective, Marty Getz is amazing. So I hope you'll join us. You won't regret one minute of it. I promise you, you won't regret it. So check it out. We're going to be in the Gaylord Texan Resort outside of Dallas. So I hope you'll join us. You don't have to stay there. You can come back and forth if you're close enough to drive. I know a lot of people are, so that would be great. But I hope you'll join us. So check that out. All right, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Sharon. Sharon's calling us from Ohio. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Dan. I'm a brand new investor. I've done my first TD America trade investment. I did an SFS, and I saw the IT46, and I just wonder if you had an idea approximately how many shares I should put in that.
Well, so look at your allocation model so you know what percent in technologies you should have. And okay. I wouldn't want you to put that entire percent in that stock. But it might be a good one of the stocks. So let's just say your percent is 5%. You might want to look at what 2% is from a dollar perspective and buy that many shares. So that's how you want to do that, because you want to have room in that sector, you know, to get a couple other stocks. You know, ideally, each sector on your model, you'll have, you know, four or five stocks at some point in time. It may be 2 years from now, but at some point in time, you'll have room and you'll be able to add different stocks in that particular sector. So that's how you would go about doing that.
And I'd like to get into an energy stock. Do you have a suggestion on a couple different energy stocks I might look into?
Well, one of the best ones would be what were on my 9 for 19 list. So you should have got a 9 for 19 list as a partner, came out in one of my alerts. And I would, that energy stock that is on that would be my first choice to start out with. And then you can look at the buy list, you know, and see what else might be listed on that buy list in the energy sector.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Dan.
You're welcome, Shannon. I'm glad you called. Thank you for your partnership,
day.
And I'm glad you got that first trade under your belt. That's exciting.
It is.
Nervous
Thank
for you.
You,
but it's exciting for me because I know it'll be good. Thanks, Jan.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let me go to Josh. Josh Cornes. We have two lines open, folks. It's Rapid Fire Friday, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Josh. Josh Cornes from Illinois. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Dan. How are you? Got a question. I'm in the 35 to 45. I've got about 30% in cash right now. I know there's some sectors that I need to add to. Some of them, if I'm sitting at 8 or 9 stocks in a sector, am I better off continuing to add new positions or selling some and adding new so I don't get too diluted?
Yeah, you're getting a little bit too many at this point, Josh. I don't know that I would change. I don't know that I would sell anything. If you have something that is up dramatically or something that you really feel good about, you know, I don't know that I would sell. But I'd rather you not sell any if you can avoid it at this point, because you probably haven't had them that long. So, but I would tell you, you know, as a future reference in your other sectors, you know, try to be, you know, 4 or 5 maximum, you know, as time goes on that you might have in a sector. You know, the ideal situation, Josh, which you've probably heard me say, you are building the Josh Mutual Fund. I mean, that's what you're doing there. It's a mutual fund. A mutual fund is nothing more than a series of a lot of stocks with some small positions in a lot of stocks. You are doing that, and someday, when you get all that filled out, you know, you're probably going to have 60 to 80, maybe even more than that, stocks. And that's a great fund. You're going to be very well diversified. And from that point on, you're pretty much on cruise control. As you add money and you grow in a sector, you get overweighted and you rebalance and you free up some things, you are going to add some other positions. And I think it's fine at that point. But for now, I wouldn't want to get too diluted in any one sector.
Because, I mean, over years, I mean, if I'm continuing to invest in sectors and you're putting new things on your buy list, I mean, I could easily see having, you know, 10 to 20 stocks if I don't sell some.
Yeah, and
that's okay.
But remember, what the goal is now is to maintain balance from the first year to the last year. So obviously, as it grows and you continue to add money and the stocks appreciate in value, that alone, just the appreciation, is going to force either profit taking or a sell. Just that alone, because you're going to get overweighted, and then you can reposition. But as long as you continue to balance, yes, you will see growth in more stocks, but you're going to it's going to maintain its balance while you're doing it. If you're starting, and as you get started, say you have three sectors that are fully, you know, fully up to your where you need to be. It's such a point. I had somebody say to me once that his portfolio was 40% out of balance. And I said, well, that's not good. He said, yeah, I've got like 30% more than...
He made me come, but I loved it. The town hall meeting with Dan Celia is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt. And that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register.
Carter, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
800-631-2308.
Should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
Over 60 years ago, a handful of Baptist ministers joined together to form a credit union whose mission was to help its members grow their money and become better stewards. Every time your ministry uses Christian Community Credit Union, it helps other ministries build churches, expand ministry, and reach out to the lost. Why not bank with a trusted partner that shares your values and beliefs? Christian Community Credit Union, your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Well, one of the things I forgot to tell you is we have a pretty well-organized operating now, and I didn't want to say this until it was done. We've been working on it. Search engine. And so now when you are searching for instructional videos, you can put in certain keywords and it should bring you up to a couple videos or one video that you can watch that will help you out on the partner side of the page. So I'm excited about that. Just got finished last night. So Trin, one of the people that works for us, emailed me. Well, I saw the email early this morning, but emailed me late last night. Said she had just finished the final few videos, so getting them through the search engine. So that's good news. As you search, it's going to be we're a little bit easier. We still have plans to make it even easier and continue to expand that. Just so you know. All right, let me go to Tyler. Tyler's calling us from California. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been a member for a little over a year, and I want to say I really appreciate your boldness to speak the truth and encourage your listeners to honor God with your money.
Thank you.
And So I'm a student here in California, and I've been here for about 10 years, and I'm going to be finishing up my degree hopefully within the next year and kind of getting into the job market. I just want to get your comments on kind of the high-tax exodus from the high-tax states. And
yes.
I know you've been around the country quite a bit, and I was just hoping to get some feedback in terms of maybe I should look for a job in a different state and what you think would be a good place to kind of start a career and a family in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, that's a great question, Tyler. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you know it better than I do. But the mass exodus that's going on in California is unbelievable. And it is, in the next 5 years, it is going to get dramatically worse. And, you know, there, and as it gets worse, you know, the people that are exiting are high net worth individuals. And as that happens, there's going to be less and less tax revenue coming in. And it is going to get really ugly from a tax perspective. And I wouldn't want to try to survive that as a young person with a young family. It's going to be really difficult. Now, this exodus has been great for Nevada. It's been great for Texas. It's been great for Florida. It's been great for so many states. Las Vegas. Now, the fastest-growing city in the country from a housing perspective and population, and the statistic is crazy. It's something like 65% of that growth is coming from people from California. So, you know, New Mexico, Nevada, Texas, all great places to get to from a tech perspective. Purely, or is that what you're involved in, technology?
I'm getting my degree with a major in accounting.
Oh, in accounting, okay. Well, I, you know, if I were looking in that field, I'd probably be, I want to be where population is growing, where taxes are low. I mean, I'd be looking at San Antonio, Dallas, and, you know, the Houston area, if you like, if you can stand the heat. I mean, that would be great places. Awful lot of technology growing, even in western Texas, if you don't want to get too far from California, the El Paso area, major corporations moving to El Paso. Problem, you know, so El Paso and Austin, Texas, the only two pieces of Texas that are very liberal, and that's a downside. So it's a matter of time maybe before that goes. Northern Virginia, I would say not even Northern Virginia, the northern whole part of the whole state growing dramatically. It's a great, great place to live. It's a great place to work. Lots of opportunity there, particularly in your field. And that is a great place to be. And that's another area. Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina. Great growth engines. Florida is growing in an unbelievable way. If I were young and probably moving and I was in the finance world, I'd probably be looking at Charlotte as one of my number one places to go. So, you know, it really depends on your willingness, what, how far you want to get away. If you consider California your home, how far away you want to get away, get away from that. But if you're looking for a place to raise your future children and your family, man, all those places I mentioned are great places to go. So,
okay,
yeah, it is.
That.
It is, and it's only going to get worse there. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's declined quite a bit since I've been here. So, but yeah, I've never been out east here, and I'd love to go check it out. Well, thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tyler. Yeah, so many people come here. You know, where in the area that I live outside of Philadelphia. You know, one of the issues that caused so much growth here so many years ago, at one time, the county in which I live and Nashville were the two fastest growing. That's another great area, by the way, Tyler, Nashville. Two fastest growing counties in the country. And I think Nashville's still way up there. Lots of growth in there. But it is a great place to live, and a lot of people come here and never want to leave. But you got to, like, you got to be okay with the cold and the snow, which I'm not okay with, but born and raised here, so this is where I am. Let me go to, we got lines open, folks, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Eric in North Carolina. Hey, Eric.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had a follow-up question to Curtis's question, actually, about saving money for his kid's future.
Oh, okay.
And I'm glad he asked it because I had actually just about made up my mind. I was going to buy one of the utility stocks off your list that I already own that's getting about like 8% every year, and I was just going to set it in that and kind of forget it. But you had mentioned the 9 for 19, and my kids are really young. One's 6 months and one's 1.5, so I got a long ways to go. So I didn't know if you thought the 9 for 19 would be a better option, and if so, is there any particular areas that you think would be a better place to start?
Yeah, well, I think you did good with the utility. I think that was a good place. I would look at the 9 and 19. I would look at the energy stock, which is a large cap. I think it's great to be continuing to make, you know, buys in over a course of time. I think that would be great. I also like the foundational stocks, those that are highlighted in yellow. I think that's great for this kind of investing. And I think I have two of them on that 9 for 19, two different sectors. I think that would be a great place to start. And then there's also a mid-cap technology stock. I think there's only one on that list under IT. And I would look at that as well. And I think if you had a mix like that in those sectors, and I'm including your utility that you already own, and you kind of rotated your contributions through. So in other words, let's say you're going to make a $50 contribution. You know, maybe rotate that into one next month or next quarter or next year, whenever you have more money you're going to contribute, do a different one, do a different one, do it and just rotate through. And you do that on those, I think you'll do great, man. I think you'll do really good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eric. I'm glad you called. It's great stuff. I appreciate it. 844-707-5533. And if you've got a rapid-fire question, somebody's asking me, I'll try to get to it for my outlook on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stocks. It's not really a rapid-fire question, but we'll see if I can somehow generalize it a little bit. But we're Rapid Fire Friday. We've got another hour left. We're going to stay on the phones. We've gone through a lot of calls. We've got lines open. So cue your call up. I would ask you again one more time before we go to this break, and then we're going to get right back to phones after this break. I would ask you again, please pray about our retreat. You know, some of the testimonies, if you've been to the last retreat, if you want to call in next week and give a testimony about, you know, how that impacted you or what that was about, man, that would be a blessing. That helps encourage people. And I would love for you to do that and tell people, because the last retreat is going to be very similar, yet very different from a teaching perspective, but we're going to have great fellowship, we've got great worship, and we've got the same great teacher. The theme of our retreat this year is God is Able, and I'm really looking forward to what Woodrow Kroll, Dr. Kroll, is going to have prepared for us, and it is going to be a wonderful time. More importantly, new friends, great fellowship, and you know, we leave the retreats with new friends, new faces. You know, my wife will say to me, "Oh, you remember that person, or this person, or this person," and it's so much fun, and you're gonna love it. And I talk to people that say they're in contact with their new friends all the time, and they talk, and it's been such a blessing. So. I hope you'll be...
Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.